Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show!
Space, where no one can hear you scream, because the sound waves can't travel, and because your blood vaporizes in seconds.
I'm not gonna let you ride any more of these.
I'm okay with that.
And rest.
Finished your morning salutation, Lieutenant Wynn?
I have, Ensign Kakdak. Another beautiful morning. Is that the feed for our charges?
Not feed for us, Lieutenant Wynn.
Touché, Ensign Kakdak. Ah, here comes our charges now. Oh, there you are, my sweethearts. Get the bucket, Kakdak.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Oh, that's a shame.
Are they back?
It seems so.
Felidans?
Yes, Ensign.
Run and hide?
Agreed.
Captain Blackmore, Commander Caddox. I am Lieutenant Thoro, assistant to Admiral Speck. The admirals are ready to see you now. Follow me.
Oh, I didn't know Admiral Speck had a Cervidian assistant.
He does.
We have a Cervidian doctor aboard our ship.
Do you?
She's training herself to be a Seyun, emotional mastery and all that.
Is she?
She is.
I don't think Lieutenant Thoro is asking, Captain.
So why is this meeting happening in UUHQ? Why aren't we meeting at the Arsenio 7 docks?
Because whatever this meeting is, Captain, it's on the book.
Ah, there they are. Blackmore, Caddox.
Admiral.
Hello again, Admiral Calhoun.
Captain Blackmore, we miss your deft touch at the parasitic lifeform resettlement benefit this year.
Kind of you to say, Admiral Speck.
Take a seat. As you may be aware, Speck and I are, amongst other things, leaders of the Prevention of War Cabinet.
Prevention of War Cabinet? Is that some sort of committee?
We've done away with the term committee at UUHQ ever since that unfortunate incident where a committee tried to blow up your ship.
I'm not sure the word committee was the issue.
Well, the Prevention of War Cabinet isn't one.
I thought you were pro-war, Admiral Calhoun. I thought you said it gave the UU fleet a purpose, promoted solidarity amongst the United Planets, and kept the money where it should be, which is invested in military defense.
A leopard can change its spots, Caddox.
No, it can't.
And my personal views have nothing to do with what we on the cabinet are trying to accomplish. As for why you're here, it's because you've been asked for.
Have we? That's nice.
Beck.
The UU has a distant farming and research outpost on the planet Bura 4, an outlying AJ-class planet not far from the Felidon Empire.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. The Felidons have been giving hell to our people.
The outpost has been subjected to ongoing assaults from Felidon raiders, stealing equipment, killing livestock, that sort of thing.
Petty theft doesn't seem very Felidon.
That's what they say, but they may have alternative motives.
Time for the science bit, Thorough.
Yes, Admiral. Bura 4 is home to an animal known as Species 140. Species 140 is unique for its means of defense. It has a crystalline carapace made of theoctic crystals that contain and suppress large amounts of element 140. Research suggests that element 140 will revolutionize the power sector, our tipler engine technology, and weaponry.
Not that we're interested in that last bit. Weapons? Yuck!
We're a non-war, non-committee, after all. The Felidans have been developing those weapons, however. I believe one of your officers was injured with an Element 140 enriched weapon with rather serious consequences.
That would be Lieutenant Commander Stromberg.
The Felidans have accused the UU of developing our own versions based on a stolen prototype given to us by Muradin gunrunners.
As well as falsifying attacks on our outposts, a double whammy of perceived slights against their empire.
And so the Felidans stormed our outpost and ate everyone in it.
They have not.
Yet. Surprising all of us, they have requested diplomatic talks.
Oh, great!
Really?
It seems one of their senior diplomats was at the talks negotiating the Pantherian-Felidan Accord and has developed a taste for extensive paperwork and trickily worded subclauses.
We can negotiate peace with the Felidans?
Yes.
But?
Commander Caddix, but what?
I'm assuming that's what you're going to say.
Oh, well... But there is a catch.
There it is.
The Felidans think that the Madeline is some font of diplomatic knowledge and that you, Caddix, must be in attendance. They regard you as some sort of legendary foe.
Your fine work in the First Felidon War, I'm sure. What I mean to say is the only Felidon War. We are a prevention of war cabinet, after all.
We tried to talk them out of it.
I don't think that I can.
I don't know that anyone aboard the Madeline is capable of negotiating with Felidons.
We said that to them as well.
Captain, please, I don't want to face the Felidons.
I'm useless as a captain. You don't want me in charge of this.
You're being too modest, Captain Blackmore. After all, you passed your entrance exam, and you got a unicorn for empathy.
I do have to put my foot down.
You don't get to do that. You work for us. We could order you to swallow your own tongue, and we'd expect at least an attempt.
I'd rather swallow my own tongue than meet with Felidons.
Tell them the rest of the plan.
We won't be sending you in without support. Admiral Calhoun will be nearby with her warship, the Attila, and I should be on board with you in an advisory capacity to keep an eye on things.
And a trio of the UU's best diplomats will handle the actual negotiations. Bring in the diplomats.
This way, ambassadors.
You are too kind, Brethren.
This shall be a most unusual negotiation. Curious.
This is Ambassador Sula and Ambassador Britt Annie.
Greetings.
Felicitations.
And I believe you know Ambassador Snadar.
Why were we kept waiting so long? Rudeness.
Ambassador Snadar, how lovely to see you again.
These fools. I remember them. Incompetence.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
We trust you'll make our ambassadors as comfortable as humanly possible.
Racist!
Apologies. As comfortably as medusinally possible.
Begrudging acceptance.
Why are you always like this? Sighing.
Embarrassment.
You have your orders. I look forward to reporting your success to the Prevention of War Committee.
Committee?
No, we don't do those anymore.
Admiral Jurgen, Captain Blackmore is here to see you.
Ah, send him in. Blackmore!
Thank you for seeing us, Admiral Jurgens.
And you've brought Commander Caddix? I was hoping you might. Oh, she's a rascal, aren't you, Caddix?
I am known for my rascally behavior, Admiral.
As for you, Blackmore, well, I just loathed your wife.
Oh!
Despicable woman, but I've always liked you.
Oh, thank you, Admiral Jurgens.
Simple, but a good egg. I was surprised you want a meeting with me. What's this about?
Oh, it's this.
A promotion eligibility form? Are you finally making a run for a captain's share, Caddix?
It's for Captain Blackmore. To apply to be a captain.
I don't understand.
I don't know if you know this, Admiral Jurgens, but my appointment to captain was not the most legitimate.
Ha! Go on.
We are trying to correct that. We've been working hard the last few months, and I meet the minimum expectation of a captain for the United Universe.
And you've come to me.
An admiral has to sign off on it. Calhoun or Speck would have rubber-stamped it on the spot. But this means something.
If I'm going to correct a wrong, I want to correct it correctly, not compound the wrongness.
Seems a little thin.
It is all there, Admiral.
How has Blackmore been as a captain, Caddix?
He's my all-time second-favorite commanding officer, Admiral Jurgens.
Second?
Smart girl. And Blackmore, how has Caddix been?
There isn't a better person in the universe to work with.
I've always liked her, you know. She's got grit, that spark of a great leader. Even though she should learn to bite her tongue.
As you say, Admiral.
You've been out of my tribunals for, what, 18 months? She was on her fifth last chance with me, Blackmore, let me tell you. Perhaps what she needed was Someone like you. Top marks in empathy. A unicorn. Someone soft who could give her a purpose.
Thank you, Admiral Jurgens.
I was a unicorn in my time. All the other cadets laughed at me. Who wants to join the UU fleet with top marks in empathy? But I got Admiral before most of them made the bridge. The UU was different back then. We weren't so focused on expansion or terraforming.
Or experimental weaponry using Element 140.
Who says we are? I'm not saying that.
Apologies, Admiral Jurgens.
Leave the paperwork with me. Let me flick through it in my own time.
Thank you again, Admiral Jurgens.
And good luck on this mission. Negotiating with Felidons. You'll bloody need it.
Well, that went rather well.
As well as it could.
Still thinking about Felidons?
They are 8-foot mounds of shambling flesh that I have seen eat their way through an entire ship. I'm expected to shake their hands, swap small talk.
I can sign you off for medical reasons, or confine you to the brig.
Calhoun and Speck want me in those meetings, and I've got a feeling that they are going to get their way.
We'll think of something.
Let's get back to the ship. Get this mission started. Get this mission finished.
Captain on the bridge!
Thank you, Stromberg! Hello, everybody!
That's good to see you, Captain!
Hello, Captain!
Before we begin our journey to Burra 4, I would like to introduce Admiral Speck.
Hi, everybody! Gosh, it's great to be here and see all your lovely faces.
Hello, Admiral!
They really don't like me, do they?
Now, team, remember that Admiral Speck is here to help us make a tricky mission a success.
That's right. Best behavior, people.
And also remember that he is not Admiral Scharf.
True, Captain. Although he looks every bit the UUHQ stoolie, Admiral Speck is his own person.
Aha! Mrs. Loveland, it's been too long.
Could it ever be too long, Admiral Speck?
Admiral, the ambassadors are settled into their quarters, although Ambassador Snedar is not pleased.
Thank you, Thoreau. Let's look busy. Initiate launch sequence. Get us to Bureau 4. Nobody's doing anything.
May I ask for clarification, Captain?
Of course, Lieutenant Pilot Little.
Is Admiral Speck in charge of this mission?
I'm here to help out, check in with, bounce ideas off of. Does that answer your questions?
Then I'm not taking orders from you.
What?
You're not our commanding officer.
Okay, everybody. This is going to be a stressful mission. We are facing down Felidons, after all.
We are fighting Felidons?
No, Stromberg.
Oh, happy to do, Captain. Did not get the chance in first Felidon war. Always ready to shoot Felidons.
Felidons aren't to be fucked with, Stromberg. You might have your new legs and feel all pumped up about them, but you are not to go near a Felidon, okay? That's an order, Stromberg.
And a sensible one at that. My point was that this is gonna be a stressful time, and we need to pull together and get along. Be our best, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Now look alive, everybody. Clear us for launch, power up the thrusters, and ready the tippler engine.
At once, Captain.
Course locked in, Captain.
I've got the all clear from engineering.
Then let's launch this ship.
Captain.
Launch, please.
Launch in 3.
This is going to be a fun mission, I can tell.
2.
Sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
1.
Captain's log, we are getting close to Burra 4 and our mission of peace with the Felidons. We've made great time.
That's because the entire crew want to show Speck that we're a good ship and you're a good captain.
When Mrs. Loveland started her passive-aggressive self-defense classes, I had my doubts. But we are reaping the rewards.
I wouldn't be surprised if Speck rounded up the whole crew on an insubordination charge.
Well, I do feel sorry for him. It's not the Admiral's fault that he's unpleasant to be around.
Ooh, are you taking Loveland's courses too?
I dropped in on one. What was it called? Ah, yes, the art of the backhand.
Captain, we've arrived at Bureau 4.
Thank you, DuPont.
The Felidons won't be here for another day or two.
Give you time to settle your nerves.
I don't know that I'd call it nerves, Captain. What do you call it when your lizard brain is telling you to void your bowels and flee?
Oh, I don't know, Commander. Would you like me to ask around?
No, DuPont.
We'll be right out, DuPont. There she is, the beauty that is Bura 4.
Yes, it looks like all the others.
Largely desert, Captain. She does have a lot of oxygen-producing moss on her.
Habitable, not palatable, is what the mission briefing said. If it wasn't for those animals, we wouldn't have wasted our time building an outpost.
I can't wait to see them. This species, 140.
I can't wait to see the back of this place.
Oh, a communication. I shall put it on the big screen.
Hello and blessings to you, UU ship. I am Lieutenant Wint of the UU Bura 4 outpost.
Lovely to meet you, Lieutenant Wint. This is UU ship the Madeline.
What a delight!
We understand that you are under attack from Felidons.
We are, and I'd appreciate it stopping. My herds don't care for Felidon incursions. It really upsets them.
I'd like to pay you a visit, Lieutenant Wint, before the Felidons arrive. If I end up having to go there, I'd rather it be somewhere I know. That okay with you, Captain?
Of course. Lieutenant Wint, could I teleport my commander?
Oh, and me, if that's okay, Captain.
And a science officer or two for a guided tour?
A wonderful plan, Captain. For a UUOA team of strangers is just a friend you haven't met yet. I'll send you some coordinates so that you get a lovely view as you arrive.
Thank you, Lieutenant Wint.
Bye-bye for now.
What a nice person.
I thought he was a bit of a weirdo. JJ, you're with me. Stromberg, a small security detachment to play it safe.
Yes,
oh,
Commander.
Good plan, Commander.
And Captain, you can fill in Spec.
Oops, maybe we should have included him.
He should have stayed on the bridge.
Hate to say it, but I agree with Loveland.
We are the two voices of reason, Cadets.
Ugh, one voice of reason and one voice of a maniacal megalomaniac.
Thank you for noticing.
Welcome to Bura 4. I'm Lieutenant Wint.
Commander Caddix. That's JJ, Stromberg, Sweet Pea, Bombshell.
Nice to Lieutenant meet you.
My most affectionate greetings to you all.
You're a friendly guy, aren't you?
Always when welcoming a stranger into my home.
I agree, Lieutenant Wint. Welcoming strangers into your home is an act of faith.
And faith is the creator of all things.
Oh, no. It's the highest power in the universe. So says Wine Dottoria, the third prophet of Bokbok.
And in my temple, every god may find solace. So says the first suggestion of Fundo.
Fucking hell.
There's
we don't
no
have
such
to worry
place,
about that.
Commander.
I've not heard the word of Bokbok. Could you tell me more, please?
I would love to.
Tour first. Spiritual propaganda in your own time, okay?
Our main paddock with our largest herd. Ah, they've seen me coming. They'll be looking for food. Sorry, babies. Daddy has no yum-yums right now.
Aren't their carapaces beautiful, Commander?
Ah, this is the gift of Species 140, Commander. The thiotic crystals act as a natural protection from Element 140's radiation. Like bananas! We can harvest them safely when they are shed at the end of each season. Ah, you won't have much luck with your scanner. Those crystals scramble every reading we take.
Isn't nature marvelous?
Sure.
It's a miracle.
Not so sure.
I feel blessed to have come to this planet and met these gentle creatures. As Fundo said, I think I'm going to put some real sweet things in the universe. And so they did.
I want to know about these Felidon attacks.
Fundo provides, Commander. The Felidons are attacking.
Lieutenant! Lieutenant! They're coming!
Diplomacy enforcers, power up your plasma rifles. Prepare for engagement.
No, Stromberg. How many times? Any soldier who fires upon a Felidon is a dead man. Wint, what do you do during a Felidon assault?
Fundo has seen
I don't have time for your bullshit. What do you do?
We have a safe place to hide.
They're here!
Let's go!
I want to stay and shoot!
But the orders... Ow! They got me!
My love, are you all right?
They shoot me just a little.
Then I shall take revenge!
No, boss. Follow the commander, or else you'll get mad and yell at us.
This is your safe place? The hayloft of a barn?
The radiation coming off my herd is going to hide us from any scans. And because this is a UU standard issue outpost barn, it can also be securely sealed with a single button, like this. And now, we're behind plasma roof shutters and surrounded by scanner scrambling animals.
Huh. You're not as stupid as I thought, Lieutenant Wint.
Fundo bless you, Commander.
How are you, sweet pea?
Plasma burn on his forearm, sir. He'll be fine.
It's a minor flesh wound. These things happen, Commander.
You've gotten all too comfortable with these things happening of late. I ought to order you out of those legs.
Oh, be reasonable, Commander.
Be reasonable? Be reasonable? I am the only reasonable one on this fucking planet. When can we get out of here?
We wait until the plasma fire stops and then stick our heads out and have a look around. It's probably safe now.
Then let's go. I'll go down the ladder first, thank you, Stromberg.
Of course, Commander.
All right, Wint, let us out.
Yes, sir.
Ah! United Universe officers! You shall be... Put me down!
Found guilty of impersonating a Felidon. The sentence for this crime is
death.
No one do anything. Stay calm.
You are dressed as United Universe officers. State your names and ranks so that these may be recorded on the witness statement. Stand aside, Sabak. This is a matter for a senior diplomat. Good day, United Universe officers. I am Senior Ambassador Senega. We saw you were under attack and thought we would render aid. This was in the spirit of diplomacy.
Hey, Commander, would you like us to shoot?
Someone take his gun.
Yes, sir.
It, sir.
We were under attack from Felidon.
These Ophidians have tricked you. They altered the radiation dispersal pattern of their engines to that of our transport class ships. This is why you have accused us of theft upon your base. Our diplomatic efforts have already resulted in the resolution of a miscommunication. Another great victory for diplomacy.
It's a... diplomacy, yes.
You are Commander Kadix of the UU ship, the Medline. I am honored to meet you, Commander Kadix. I look forward to our lengthy conversations in the diplomatic discussions yet to come.
We are discussions.
Commander?
I don't think...
How did you know we were under attack?
We have been monitoring all UU communication frequencies. We are invested in diplomacy, but security must be considered. For the same reason, we have engaged a matter dispersal field to prevent teleportation.
You've trapped us here?
As a diplomatic precaution. When would you like to begin the diplomatic conversations, Commander Gada?
I don't... When?
We need to talk to our captain first. There are rules to these sort of things.
Rules and regulations must be abided by. We Felidon understand this. We shall leave you to make the necessary preparations. Would you like the rest of the Ophidians? They are inherently criminal, but there is good eating upon them.
Go ahead. They're all yours.
Until the talks, Commander Cutter.
Until... yes.
Commander?
Felidon.
Fundo's blessings. We are safe.
I didn't shoot them, Commander. Even though I wanted to.
I think we need to talk to the captain.
Ambassador Benjamin, it's good to see you again.
Cooey, Captain Blackmore. You're looking good enough to eat.
Is that a threat?
The ambassador just has a dark sense of humor, Admiral Speck.
I like my jokes like I like the blood of criminals. Unfiltered.
Greetings, Ambassador Benjamin. I am Ambassador Stula.
I am Ambassador Brittany.
And I am Ambassador Sniddle. You call at a most unsocial hour. Do not start this again.
Greetings, Ambassadors of the UU.
My commander tells me that your people helped us down on Bura 4.
All in the spirit of diplomacy, Captain Blackmore. Ambassador Senega is in the process of converting your outpost into a business center and shall be leading the talk.
Not you, Ambassador Benjamin.
Senega has set their heart on it, and I could not take that from them. Not unless they commit a crime!
I'm sorry?
Senega's heart. I wouldn't take it unless Senegar committed a crime. You'll laugh about it later.
Do we need the talks anymore? I thought the whole accused of thievery thing was trickery by Ophidians.
There is much to discuss. Who has control of Bureau 4 and the animal you call Species 140? There is also the matter of the stolen prototype.
We are looking forward to this opportunity to clear the air between us. There is no reason why the glorious Felidon Empire and the UU cannot exist in peace.
Unless you insist on eating everyone.
Vulture sensitivity.
I like this one. That's my sort of humor. To keep things diplomatic, I propose we land our respective spacecrafts on the planet itself. We will continue our suspension of teleportation and the monitoring of your communication channels. Let neither one of us have the chance to surprise the other.
Land the Madeline? Is that even possible?
All Tipler engine-equipped ships can. It's not called for often as it makes a fast getaway difficult.
I do hope your Commander Caddox is ready for these talks. I know Ambassador Senegar has been practicing in front of a mirror.
Ooh. Was anyone else creeped out by him?
We ambassadors do not say such things. It is important to show respect for other beings.
I agree, Admiral. What a creep, really.
This guy.
There you are, Commander. What are you doing back in the hayloft?
We've had word from the Madeline. They won't be teleporting us off the planet.
Why the fuck not?
They're going to be landing the Madeline instead.
Why the fuck would they do that?
Admiral Speck said it was to show willing to the Felidons.
They're grounding our ship, watching our communications, and preventing us from teleporting. This is beginning to feel like a trap.
You seem distressed, Commander.
You think?
Can I help?
Come and get me when we can get aboard the Madeline. I'm gonna stay in this hayloft.
Careful. Correct that tilt, little.
Correcting it, sir.
We're into the troposphere. Now comes the hard part. Get that landing gear out and drop to minimum thrusters. You want to keep her in manual and take her down slowly.
Drop into minimum thrusters, sir.
I love the way you handle those controls, sweetie.
Oh, thanks, baby.
So firm, so strong.
Oh, you like that, do you, baby? Huh? Should see me during an emergency re-entry.
Oh, sweetie, I already have.
Permission to commit murder, Captain.
Denied. What was that?
We'll take it from here, Captain Blackmore. Let our tractor beam do the work.
Ambassador Benjamin, that's so kind of you.
Not at all. It's the least we can do, seeing how obliging you've been. Ta-ta for now!
I didn't even connect that call, Captain. How was he able to do that?
You can patch a direct connection to a ship if you've got the right override codes.
Maybe they're just helpful, but an added level of alertness would behoove us all, I'm sure.
It'll take more than alertness. Breaking hold from a Felidon tractor beam. Need one hell of a kick from our Tipler engine.
Here comes the ground, Captain!
Brace, everyone! Thank you again, Cormorant.
Call me when you want to get her back in the air.
Come back to me tomorrow, Sweet Pea, and I'll redress it.
I can remain on duty, Doctor.
Yes, you can keep running around and enthusiastically pointing your gun at things.
Always with the most peaceful intentions.
So I've heard. Off you go.
Commander?
Sweet Pea.
He's lucky to get away with that injury. Stromberg nearly got him killed.
What can I do for you, Commander?
JJ told the captain that I wasn't acting myself and I was ordered here.
High cortisol and adrenaline, elevated heart rate.
You can get all that from looking at me?
I'm getting all that myself because it's coming off you in waves. The last time you felt like this, you were being psychologically manipulated by a space testicle.
I heard the word psychologically manipulated and I knew I was needed.
Oh, no. Mrs. Loveland, now perhaps isn't the time.
I come here as a friend. friend of the commander. I'm concerned.
I can handle this, Mrs. Loveland.
My greatest respect to you, Dr. Centaura, but I'm rather more qualified to deal with acute traumatic stress.
I am the ship's doctor.
And I am the ship's counselor. This seems to be my domain, yes? If the commander needs someone to have an empathetic, hysterical response, then I'll communicate that fact.
I'm not interested in either of you poking me in the brain. I need space. Some time alone.
That's the opposite of what you need.
Doctor! Doctor! Look!
Look now, Timish!
What are you doing down here, Commander Caddox? You weren't hurt in that Ophidian raid.
Admiral Speck and Lieutenant Thoros.
Commander Caddox, you okay?
Hi, Captain.
What's wrong with you,
Patient then? Patient confidentiality, Admiral.
Attempts to breach a serving officer's medical records without due cause is a dismissible offense, Admiral Speck.
You've certainly taught them how to close ranks, Blackmore.
I think they taught themselves that, actually.
It doesn't matter, as long as you're well enough to attend these talks tomorrow. That's not going to be a problem, is it?
Of course not. If you'll excuse me, I'm off duty. I'm going to my quarters.
Let me know if you want to chat, Caddox.
I'm going for a drink in your shipboard bar. Join me, Captain.
I might get an early night.
I'm ordering you to, then. The last few nights, I've drunk alone with your entire crew scowling at me. Mrs. Loveland, how about you?
I'll spend the evening making passive-aggressive comments.
It's better than drinking alone.
If my friend Arlo is there.
Come on.
Doctor? Doctor? Look.
Hello, Doctor. I am Lieutenant Thoreau. I work with Admiral Speck.
Hello.
I'm sorry if I am standoffish. I have not been around our kind for many years.
I understand what that's like.
Your nurse cornered me in a corridor earlier.
I apologize. Timish still has a lot of trouble with impulse control.
He told me you are a Seun, or that you are his Seun.
I am looking after him, but there's nothing official in place.
But, Doctor...
I see.
Was there anything else, Lieutenant Thoreau?
Thank you for your time, Doctor.
I'll make sure Timish does not bother you again.
Oh, I would not... Whatever you think is best, Doctor.
Is my empathy on the fritz, or do I have no idea what is going on around here?
Caddox? Caddox, are you there? Admiral Speck finally went to his quarters. I thought I'd see how you are. Caddox? I'm coming in. I hope you're not asleep. Or naked.
Oh, it's the captain. Hello, Captain. Oops.
Or drunk. Oh, no.
Arlo, don't tell the captain that I've been drinking. He'll get disappointed in me. I hate it when he gets disappointed.
I'm not disappointed. I'm upset. I'm worried.
When he gets disappointed, I want to crush his skull and shove it back into his neck.
Okay. Quora, could you please come to Commander Caddox's quarters?
I'll come straight there, Captain.
I can't do that meeting. I can't sit in the room with those Felidons.
Can't I sign you off? Can't we tell Admiral Speck what's going on?
Don't take my job, Arlo. I'm on my fifth last chance. I can't fight back.
If you're traumatized...
Then I have no business being in the UU. See, being a drunk, that's kind of understandable. All the good old boys drink. Being afraid, being a coward...
Trauma is not cowardice.
It means the same thing to those people. It's shit or get off the pod. So, I took a shit all over myself.
You did?
It's a metaphor.
Oh, phew. Oh, but what do I do with you?
Synthesizer, 12 shots of vodka.
No.
Captain? Commander?
Here, Quora, on the floor. I found her like this.
I didn't think you did it to her, Captain.
She's been stressed about the diplomatic talks. I think she snapped.
Why didn't she talk to us about it?
Pain makes you act in strange ways.
Captain, Doctor, I heard trauma from the corridor. Good evening, Commander Caddox.
Fuck you, bitch.
Commander Caddox seems her usual self.
Mrs. Loveland, this is no time for your barbed witticisms. Our friend needs help.
Not a lot we can do for her now. She needs to sober up.
Then she won't be needing her synthesizer.
There is a system jam.
Somewhat helpful, Mrs. Loveland.
I live to serve.
What about the meeting tomorrow? JJ told me that Caddox could barely get a word out when they encountered the Felidons on Bureau 4.
Drug her before the meeting. Beta blockers, tranquilizers, whatever it takes to keep her calm.
I suppose we could.
So prescribe one. You're her doctor, after all.
I'll stay with her tonight, help her sober up. Make sure she doesn't hurt herself. We just have to get her through the night. Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the first quarter of the Edge of Infinity Season 2 finale. Don't worry, it's not a 90-minute episode. It's actually split into two halves. So I guess it is 90 minutes, but I'm wasting a fortnight of your time between episodes. So, yeah. On to this episode's cross-promotion! Climb aboard the Cartoon Time Machine and allow hosts Scarlett and Katie to take you on a journey through the cartoons of the past, present, and future. Whether they love it or loathe it, the animates combine their passion and film degrees to dissect, admire, and theoretically reboot all things animated. Go give the Cartoon Time Machine a listen, and do you know where you can find the link? Where all good links are found? The episode description. While there, give our links a click. Communicate your adoration or disgust, perhaps even leave us a review. It'll make us feel all warm in our tummies. All right, back to part one of the finale. And don't worry, I won't leave you on a cliffhanger. I would never do that. Or would I?
Welcome back to Borough 4, JJ. And may I offer you a morning blessing?
You may, Wint. This is my colleague, Lieutenant Commander Cormorant.
Morning, fella. And these must be the Crystal Critters. They're sparkly, aren't they?
They are a miracle.
Truly a wonder of Bok-Bok's creation.
Who am I to say?
I would like, if it would be all right, to say a morning prayer.
Of course.
You do you, my girl.
I wish to give thanks and praise Bok-Bok for this planet, these miraculous animals to study, and the friends and colleagues that we get to work with.
Give all the thanks and praise you want.
I just did. That was it.
And I would like, if I may, to give thanks to Funder.
Oh, please do!
I shall do the customary Funder morning salute. And a one, and a two, and a
oh, it's a dance routine. It's long.
I'm doing my best not to be called out for being insensitive.
Every religion has its quirks.
Don't I know it?
Is this what it's like being around me?
No comment.
Captain, hello?
Cora, where are you?
I'm outside your door. Can I come in?
Oh.
I'm coming in.
You're up then.
Why? Is the captain in my bed? What happened last night?
You got drunk. The captain stayed with you to make sure you sobered up.
Oh, what a fucking mess.
You'll need to get dressed quickly. You're due to head to the talks. Lieutenant Little is already waiting in the shuttle.
No, I can't. Well, maybe if I had a couple of drinks. Loosened up a bit.
That's why I brought these.
Needles? What are you going to inject me with? Alcohol?
We're going to keep you calm, just for the talks. I'm not happy about it, but at least this temporary solution will get you through the day.
And then what?
I don't know. Perhaps you and the captain can have a sleepover every night?
Nothing happened. I'm sure of it. Pretty sure.
It wouldn't matter to me if it had. Human sexuality is a strange and gross thing. Now, let me stick a needle in you. Timish, could you dispose of these for me?
Yes, Doctor.
I hope I've done the right thing for Cadix. At what point does being supportive become enabling?
I think when you are friends...
I'm not asking you.
Good morning, Doctor. Nurse.
Lieutenant Thoreau. Timish, get rid of those needles.
Yes, Doctor.
He follows your orders so obediently.
He works for me. He has to.
I have something for you, Doctor. They are film logs of my great uncle Alba. He was the last Saiyan of my herd. The last of our line, except for me.
Are you a Saiyan?
I am not. I have marshalled some in a reserve that I may appear level, empty. But I cannot create in the way you can.
Oh, I can't.
You are bad at it.
Feedback noted.
My great uncle Alba made guides. He intended them for me. They should go to someone who can use them.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly...
You'll have to. Now, excuse me.
Is Lieutenant Thoreau leaving already? What's that you're holding?
I'm not sure. It feels like a moral quandary.
There you are, Thoreau. What took you so long?
My apologies, Admiral.
We are still on schedule.
Everything is proceeding as needed.
This shuttle seat lacks lumbar support. Uncomfortable.
We don't have spines. Ridiculous.
I heard that mumbling.
The
The sooner we start, the sooner this is over.
Commander Caddox, are you all right? You don't seem yourself. Where is your concealed fury at the world?
No one needs fury, all right? Let's keep everything calm. You're here as escorts, not soldiers.
As you say, Admiral.
As long as we're clear, I've read reports on all of you.
Clay, get this shuttle bus on the road.
Right you are, Commander. Been a while since I've driven a land-based vehicle, folks. Strap in. We're in for a bumpy ride.
Welcome, United Universe Delegation. Hello. Morning greeting.
You honor us. Gratitude.
And Commander Caddox. Of course.
Yeah. Hi. Great.
Ambassador Senegar. Good to meet you in person.
My fellow diplomats have prepared inoffensive, universally acceptable topics of small talk.
Much weather has been had today.
Did you catch the game last night?
Let's cut straight to the business,
If you insist, we have converted our outpost mess hall into our business center. We have placed in it a long table, a primitive flip chart, and innumerable single-use bottles of dihydrogen monoxide. We observed these at the previous business center we attended.
You think of everything, Ambassador Senegar. Let's get started then, shall we?
Agreed.
May the talks commence.
I hope the room is not air-conditioned, crying.
This way, Commander Gada.
Yep, coming. Great.
What a useful morning's discussion.
Agreed. Now, we shall enjoy the customary 45 minutes for lunch.
If you'll excuse me.
Bring forth the sandwich platter.
Where are you going, Commander? I should know, as bodyguard.
The bathroom, Stromberg.
Oh, proceed, Commander.
Thanks. Hello, Captain?
Caddox, how's it going? You doing well?
It's fine. I'm so numb. It's great.
How are the talks?
Fine. I'm staying blank-faced and nodding occasionally. Admiral Speck seems happy.
Well, that's great. I'm so proud of you.
For getting tranked out of my brain to prevent starting a war.
Hey, not everyone could do that.
I feel that most people could do that.
Did you need anything from me? A top-up from Quora, maybe?
Quora said this should see me through till bedtime. I'm going to splash some water on my face and get back out there. Gotta go, Captain.
Commander Caddox.
Ambassador Senegar. This is the ladies' room.
You are correct.
Oh.
General Benjamin, we have intercepted a communication between Commander Caddox and Captain Blackmore.
Good.
It is thanks to our informer that we were able to access this secure line.
Then well done to you, Admiral Cassandra Blackmore.
What can I say? Arlo never did like to change his passwords.
I can never tell if you are fond of your former husband or despise him.
A bit of both. Were you ever fond of any of the criminals you've eaten?
I was fond of my mother, and I ate her.
You ate your own mother.
Her cooking was criminal!
General Benjamin, Ambassador Senegar is with Commander Caddox.
Explain.
It has been such an honor to negotiate in your presence. Commander Gadda.
An honor? Great.
Your intimidating knowledge on the inadmissibility of evidence ended a mighty conflict between our two empires. We fell it on. We're impressed.
It was nothing.
I admire how, during these talks, you permit those lesser skilled than you to guide discussions. Why blunt your keenest weapon?
Yeah, that's it. I'm a weapon.
We, Felidon, are mewling furballs in the realm of diplomacy. It is my mission in life to see the Felidon Empire become the greatest ambassadors in the known universe.
Great! I'm for that. I am pro that. Ambassador? Ambassador Senega? Oh, great. She's been murdered.
The Edge of Infinity featured the voices of...
Kieran Davey as Captain Arlo Blackmore.
Rhiannon Mauchel as Commander Elena Caddix and Ambassador Tula.
Michelle Zahner as Dr. Quora Centauri.
Matt Graham as Lieutenant Commander Ivor Stromberg, Ambassador Brittany, and additional Felidons.
Catherine Jones as Lieutenant Commander Jane, J.J. Jones.
Jacqueline Osorio as Lieutenant Pomona Dupont, Counselor Mrs. Loveland, and Ambassador Snadar.
David Moss as Lieutenant Commander Cormorant and Lieutenant Clay Little.
Rosie Williamson as Lieutenant Navigator Debbie Little and Mavis.
Lucy Clough as Bombshell, Admiral Calhoun and Ensign Kakdak.
Nyahil Kiflagurgis as Sweet Pea and Ambassador Senegal.
David Stokes as Admiral Speck.
Stephen Jobson as Lieutenant Wint.
And
Andrew James Spooner as Ambassador Benjamin and Lieutenant Thoreau.
Music by Andrew Chamberlain. Words by Kieran Davey.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.